Yo, what's going on, refs? It's your boy, J Omega.
It's your boy, Sayer.
And we'd like to welcome you out to the Officially Street Podcast, episode
number four. Yeah, bro.
Episode four. So, I wanted to start it out by kind of appreciating everybody once again.
Definitely.
We had another good week. A lot of people have been subscribing to the iTunes app. You can find us there if you have an iPhone or Apple or whatever.
Still on SoundCloud if y'all use the SoundCloud as well.
Yep. Just search the Officially Street Podcast on the podcast app. Even if you got an Android, you could...
I know they have the Podcast Addict.
They got Podcast Addict. They got Podcast Republic. Podcatcher. Podcatcher Deluxe. Video Podcatcher. Beyond Pod. A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff for Android.
So we ain't forget about y'all.
A whole bunch of stuff for Android, so y'all can find us that way. We also, what else we got going on? Oh, we just
your website. Yeah.
So we got the website. We got the website launched. That's officiallystreet.com. Y'all can pretty much find everything street officials on that site. Anything that has to do with the podcast, you might even find some music up there every now and then. To just pretty much keep
you could hear the previous episodes on there as well.
Yeah, just keep you know up to par with what's going on with the podcast.
Definitely.
And the team as a whole. You know the SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/officially-street. And
the other thing, Twitter. We are now on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
The podcast, I should say, so it's TOS Podcast _SO.
Yep. The letter S, the letter O.
Yes, you guys can follow us on there. pardon me. We'll be pretty much updating you guys, you know, about the podcast when episodes are coming up. Any kind of events, any kind of changes will be there. And just also random shit as well, you know.
We're also on Periscope right now. We're on Periscope through the TOS Podcast _SO Twitter. So, if you're following that page, make sure you follow us on Periscope every week when we're doing the show. Right now, we don't got nobody following us, but we still rolling. And we also rolling on the good camera for the YouTube later. We're going to throw a YouTube page up and, you know, get that going.
I don't know if I put enough. Hey, y'all know what it is. The episode is sponsored by Henny.
None other than that good old brown, baby.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely.
No, you didn't put enough at all.
I was sitting there like, you're, you know, wildin'. Just pause, trying to leak it out and not make it too much noise when you're talking, but hey.
You're wildin'.
It is what it is. We doing some Henny Coladas today?
Definitely Henny Colada.
Something different.
Yeah, a little something different.
I wild out and got some of my pants.
This right. SO pause. Friday.
SO you Fridays.
Know, so anyway, we want to, you know, we want to kick it off. A lot of things happened this week. So we're going to have to kick it off and I don't know where to start.
Like, yeah, we'll do our regular, you know, pretty much how you been, B. What's been going on with you?
I've been good, man. I've been chilling. I mean, recently I had a little issue, with my car. Somebody ran up in my car. I must have left the door unlocked or something like
that.
That's wild. Yeah, somebody ran up in my car, took my Sirius XM radio I just bought. What else they took? They took this butterfly blade out that I had. That was a gift. That shit was nice.
That's whack.
Oh, yeah, they took that. They did some other shit. They fucked the car up a little bit. Not they didn't damage it. They was just in there fucking with shit. Probably some fucking kids. I was real pissed. I was pissed off. I'm half over it now, but I really was.
Yo, the day of it.
Oh, the day of, I was highly pissed. I was ready to fucking. I mean, I was just going. I was going to go there. I was going to go there that day.
We was ready to ride.
We was definitely going to go there that day. But now I'm over it. You know, I got the new radio, so I'm straight now. But
she's actually good as hell.
Mad good, right? Yeah, but I'm straight now. I've been having a good day. You know, other than that, can't really complain.
Right.
Just getting my money, trying to relax when I can. I've been watching Narcos.
Yeah,
I still ain't finished it, but I'm telling you, I'm hooked,
what
man.
What episode
I'm like on episode 6. I only got like 4 episodes left. Mm.
Oh, shit gets real. Like I said in the previous podcast, shit gets real.
It sound like life. It looked like it's getting real. So I got to finish that.
Whew.
Empire started.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's really excited about Empire.
You know what? It's like we spoke about before. It's coming across as very corny. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I expected it, but like the music hasn't really been that good.
I only watched the first episode. I watched
the episode on Wednesday. Lucius was somehow in jail recording this nigga JP said now we know how Gucci has been putting out albums every
Shine.
Week.
Shine. Wayne. You know everybody in jail somehow figured out how to release an album. Like so, put out mad records and threw this from the cell.
No music has been good. If you remember the first season, like yo, the first episode they had like two hit songs on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This one has just been
I think everybody on the show, well, not everybody. I think, I don't really think Hakeem has talent, but I think everybody else on the show has natural talent.
That
like,
dude, Jamal
like,
is mean.
He yeah, like on and off of the show, I think they actually have talent. Mm-hmm. Hakeem really pisses me off. I think he's just a fucking horrible you, actor.
He definitely is.
All around. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think on and off the fucking screen, he's just terrible. But, you know, either way, Taraji makes up for it.
I think all of them, like, I'm not even a big Terrence Howard fan. Like, I feel like he plays the same person over and over again, even if he doesn't mean to.
I just like Terrence Howard because he's funny as hell to watch. Like, he's funny to watch get angry and act tough. He's hilarious.
It's like, my nigga, you're not tough.
He's hilarious, but...
Oh, and if you didn't watch... So, you didn't watch the last episode?
Nah, I didn't watch the last episode.
Oh, you want to talk about trying to be tough. Oh, my God.
What about Chris Rock?
Oh.
Supposed to have been some sort of G, like...
Son, they... You're going to cast a comedian...
Like...
To be a tough... I understand... But, like, he didn't have any funny lines. Like, he was dead ass trying to make, like, the meme mugs and all that.
And I thought...
DMX wasn't available, nigga.
I thought they like, did. Yeah, like, I thought they did. I thought they did a pretty horrible job casting the last episode, like,
I think
in
they're
general.
Just getting any and everybody.
Like, they got DeRay, like...
Yeah.
They got DeRay as a gangster. You know what I mean?
He kind of comes off believable, kind of.
Yeah, but he went from believable to all of a sudden getting in jail and turning bitch. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, he was one of them niggas that outside, it was like, oh shit, Cookie getting ready to hire him. You know what I mean? And then he rode up on the nigga, clapped him, and then he went to jail, and it was like,
he shook.
You gotta help me out in here.
He shook Chris Rock.
It's like, damn, word. It's like, these. Yeah,
then
whatever.
You feel they get Charlie?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think really nobody has any hype over Empire. I think people are waiting for Power. Again, I'm not up on Power. I gotta get up on Power.
I got time.
It's just tough, man. It's tough with all the shit that's on TV. I mean, Scandal's back. I don't know if you fuck with Scandal.
I fuck with Scandal. All right, here's the thing. I tried not to, but
your
the
wife
missus,
fucks with it. I knew it.
And so, like, I would sit there, like, let me watch this shit. And then I'm like, damn, he's really about to... Her pops is real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Damn, he locked her up?
How pops is the shit?
Nigga.
What?
So, I'm tight. I actually recorded it. The missus watched it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, real quick, shout out to my boy Sebo, because they was actually just talking about this on his podcast, For the Love of the Game podcast. You guys should check that out if you love sports.
Shout out to For the Love of the Game.
But he has... He had this topic where you have your shows, like you share shows with your significant other.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you can't watch certain shows without them being there. So like, let's say she's not home. You can't watch it. You just got DVR this shit and stay strong.
Like, gotcha,
you can't watch
you.
It. And vice versa. She can't do the same. Scandal is one of those shows that the missus, no matter what, she's like, nigga, you just wasn't home.
Wow.
No matter what. Like, it's
I mean, honestly, I'm good about that shit. Like, I don't watch shit that
I think that's our only show that she does that. That's the only show that she just...
Yeah, sorry, I don't watch shit that my girl be wanting to... If she really wants to see it, then I wait for her. But, like, Narcos, she's into Narcos. But She missed like the first three episodes. She like kind of caught on a little bit late, but she's interested enough that she'll watch it with me, but she's not interested enough that she gets mad if I don't watch it with her. So,
gotcha.
But Scandal, hell no, I couldn't do Scandal. I can't do Scandal without her. I can't do like The Walking Dead without her. Half of the shows that we watch, it has to be both of us. So it ends up happening.
My fault. Go ahead.
Now, what I was gonna say is we end up DVR and everything, and then wait until the weekend to watch to binge watch everything, and then. Like, so winter is going to be lit because I'm not going to be going out. I'm not going to be going nowhere. And I'm going to be straight at the crib watching everything. Like,
everything is
binge watching everything.
How do you feel about Fear the Walking Dead?
To be honest with you, I think it sucks. Yeah. I'm not. So I can't say that 100% because the first two or three episodes, I thought was like a little corny, like just dragged out. It just wasn't what I was looking for. But I didn't see. I think I missed the last two episodes. How many episodes did they release? Six.
I think it's gonna be a total of seven.
Yeah.
So I think, matter of fact, this week coming up is going to be episode six, and then the following week will be the finale because then The Walking Dead starts.
I missed the last two episodes.
You know what, you want to know what the problem is? I think is we already know what's happening since we watched The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So like these niggas are just figuring out like you got to shoot him in the head to kill him.
But you know what?
Figure out what are they? Are they walkers? Are they zombies? Are they alive but sick? Like we know all this already.
I get that, but so some
like
of the things
building up towards it, and it was just like, okay.
I understand that, but some of the things that they were doing in the show was really lame, like, and unrealistic. Like, and it was dragged out. Like, for instance, if you think about some of the scenes, like, all right, so the scene where the son is telling his step-pops about the crack joint, like, where he first saw the first walker.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Then, so we went through that whole... We went through that whole first scene or the first episode where we saw that area, right? Then he tells his step-pops about it. And then we had to go through his step-pops going there and looking at everything. Then when his step-pops tried to break it to his wife, then we had to go through his wife going. And it was like, yo, they are dragging it, man. Yeah. Like, it's just got to a point where it's like, all right, what am I watching? Like, when the daughter forgot something in that maze... When they were in the house, and then we had to go through following her through the maze. For
what?
Who the
fuck has that in their
backyard? Who has it in their backyard, and why do we care? Like,
why are you getting lost in your backyard?
I don't care about this shit. And it becomes, like, uninteresting after a certain point.
I'm going to stick it out. If they do another season, I'll watch. Because, I don't know, I think it would be dope to be around, like, a city environment this time around. Instead of, like, you know, The Walking Dead, they're in the country, they're down in Atlanta, or whatever. So I think it'll be cool. That's if it goes there, if it gets picked up for another season, you know, we'll see what happens.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm not going to, like, I haven't lost all hope on it. I just haven't been able to watch it on the Sundays that it's been coming out. But I'm definitely going to.
Another show that I'm on, look what I say it like that. Another show that I watch is Blackish.
I haven't watched that.
It's dope. Now, the reason why I don't say I'm on, I have a story to tell.
Okay.
And I think you know where this is going. Okay. Because you know who's on the show, right? Okay. All right.
I think I do, but I don't.
All right. So, Sunday, I go out shopping with the missus. I get out the car, and there's this older black guy parked next to me.
Yeah.
So, we get out the car around the same time. I go to the trunk of my truck. He walks up to me. He goes, "Hey, man. Have you ever gotten this before?" And I cut him off. I said, "No, I don't look like him."
Okay.
He goes, no, man. Like, you ever thought about, impersonating Anthony Anderson?
I wanted to tell him to fuck off. Oh, I would have been dying.
Because I've gotten it a few times. And then these fuck boys, my friends, my quote unquote friends, JP and Jay. That's what they say I fucking look like. I don't look like Anthony Anderson.
First of all, I have a picture that I have that. So remember we was in a group chat and y'all was flaming me saying I look like T-Pain?
Yes.
So I was upset and I made a pic stitch of you and Anthony Anderson. I have that in the cut.
Oh, yes, I am.
I have that in the cut.
Yo, you know,
I'm gonna show it to you. You're gonna fucking die.
You know what's fucked up though is he deadass wasn't the first person to say it.
No. I'm gonna show it to you.
Like I be having, and it's usually like older black people. Like, hey man, you know anybody ever told you that you look like Anthony? Okay. Niggas, this yo, nigga was the old pick. Okay. Yo. Y'all flame me with that pick anyway.
No. OD.
There's nothing I could do. It is what it is.
Follow us. Follow us on Twitter, man. We have the best meme wars. Like, we got the original meme wars that else. Like, we really started the whole using real pictures as meme shit. Like, we really started that shit.
Oh, nigga, you better never release that shit.
Oh, man.
No, I'm gonna stay on your good side, nigga.
That was good.
I don't know if this Periscope thing is working for us right
well,
now.
Well, you know what it is? I'm on here, but the problem is if I want to tweet or do anything, I got to get off. I can't be on live. People are actually viewing. It said that we had like 14 viewers, but I thought... maybe I'm just reading it wrong, but whatever. Yeah, anyway, we on Periscope.
Anyway, like I said, I don't look like that nigga.
But Blackish, tell me about the show.
It's cool, man. It's, you know, Anthony Anderson, he works in like this advertising company. His wife is, I want to say she's a doctor, and then they have, damn it, man. You got 4 kids.
Okay. So what's good, Anthony?
Yeah, okay.
What's going on, Ant?
Hey, you know what you can do.
Mr. Anderson.
Nah, but it really is dope. They go through, his wife was pretty much, I think her character is like half black, half white.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's originally from like the inner city in Los Angeles. So they always have conflicting views and shit like that. And it's funny. You know what I mean? They're raising their kids. They live in like a suburb area, and he wants them to be like a little street, but not like, you know, really fully be street out
not
there.
Ignorant.
They don't have a street bone in their body.
Right.
So it's like every episode is something different. There's a different topic there. They touch on race, you know, shit that happens in the workplace, so on and so forth. So each episode is different, and it's funny. Unfortunately, it comes on the same time as Empire, so I usually DVR it.
I might have to check.
Watch it after.
Yeah, I might have to check it out. I watch mad shows, man. But I wanted to ask you, he got 3 girls and 1 boy? Do he got 3 girls and 1 boy?
No, it's 2 and 2.
Okay.
It's 2 and 2.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I was getting ready to say, bro. Are you 2 people?
Fuck you.
Are you 2 people? But I watch mad shows. I mean, so I easily could just DVR everything and take a weekend and go ham. Because I watch Big Bang Theory. I watch How I Met Your Mother is over, but I watch Modern Family. That's my shit. Modern Family, yeah. Funny.
You know,
as fuck.
I watched like 1 or 2 episodes, and it's funny. I just haven't. I have an issue. That was like the same thing with The Office. I love The Office, but I've never seen it in order. I always just if it's on TV,
and that's how those episodes are. They just come on.
Yeah, and so like I have a problem. Like, all right, if I haven't watched this shit from the beginning, I'm not gonna watch it. So,
Netflix. Like, Netflix, The Office. The Office was my favorite sitcom for a while.
I started doing that, but then, I don't know, I just started slacking, you know. And real quick, pardon me, y'all, I may sound like shit. I'm just coming off of a cold. I'm trying not to be sniffling
I'm
all in your...
too close to this nigga right now.
I'm trying not to, like, sniffle all in your ear or cough or nothing like that.
I'm saying way too close.
just one last thing, shout out to everybody, you know, who has family or friends that's locked up. I got a letter from my cousin. It's always great to get, you know, something from somebody who's in jail.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll write them back, you know, send out letters. Yo, y'all definitely should do the same, man, because people are locked up. They ain't got nothing to do, but they love getting, you know, letters.
Yeah, they need love,
calls,
man. They need love, man.
Pictures, all that. So whenever I do send him stuff, and I'm trying to make sure I do it more often, I'm sending him pictures of the family. You know what I mean? I keep him up to date with what's going on out here. And surprisingly, well, I guess they say, you know, streets talk. He be knowing what the fuck is going on in the streets. Man.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
But, that's crazy. I mean, I think jail is a little different. Yeah, I think jail is a little different nowadays anyway. I think it's less solitary and more like open. I mean, I think, you know, they got the news. They got... I think they're not as... disconnected anymore,
as people may think. It's his situation is unfortunate. He was actually one of the first people to, first minors to be tried as an adult in the state of Pennsylvania. He lived out in Harrisburg, and there's actually a judge that locked him up that was corrupt as fuck,
mm-hmm.
and was actually selling minors and, you know, young black teens or like, you know, black and Latinos that are like late teens early 20s, so on and so forth, and actually selling them into the system.
Wow.
And he's actually one of the people that's involved with it. So hopefully, you know, he get home soon. And, you know, hey, like I said, man, just make sure that y'all showing love to the people who are, you know, locked in, man.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to touch base on a couple things.
Let's go.
So what a time to be alive. The Drake and Future mixtape.
What a time
to be alive. The Drake and Future mixtape. Is the hype over for that yet?
It died out real quick.
It died out, right?
I think people were excited, and then...
Do you like the mixtape?
I'm not...
Is it an album or a mixtape?
That's the thing. It's supposed to be a mixtape. But it's for sale on iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it. Like, the first time I heard it, I'm like, this shit is dope. I listened to it again. It's not something that, like, I can listen to every day.
I've listened to it in a row, one time frame in a row, five times.
I did
back
three.
To back. I listened I to it three. Back to back, like, five times at work. You know, track 1 to 11 or however many tracks it is or whatever, back to back. And it's like, alright, you know, it's cool. I dig a couple of the joints.
You know what it sounds like Dirty Sprite 3 featuring Drake.
It's pretty much Future featuring Drake, but the only tracks I really like are like the ones that really don't. So it's either the ones that really don't have substance or the one track that does, which is 30 for 30.
30 for 30, he goes
Diamonds.
Off.
30 diamonds, for 30, he goes off. I like Diamonds. I like Plastic Bag. I be going off on Diamonds. Oh, nigga, like bro. The ones that just don't have no sort of substance, I fuck with. Yeah. And then 30 for 30, I fuck with.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, it's a cool little joint, but, you know, I would not. iTunes, paying for it, nah, yeah, I'm good.
Rappers
is getting their money these days, man.
Yeah, oh, because I heard that shit went gold, or it's going gold.
They getting their money these days, bro.
That's kind of like how I was with Dirty Sprite 2. I understand the hype around Future.
First of all, you better watch out for the Future Hive.
I'm really.
You better watch for the Future Hive because they getting worse than the Bay Hive.
I'm gonna tread lightly with this. I'm not a hater. I spoke to JP about this. My only issue, and that's not even really an issue. My only thing with Future is, all right, you're not gonna get any substance.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna get anything different. You know what you're going to expect, which is cool because you know what? I listen to Dirty Sprite 2 when I'm in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That shit goes. But if you tell me, yo, you know, you're driving, you want music that you can listen to, you know what I mean, shit like that.
Shout out to Ignorant Philosophy on Periscope.
Oh, word? Nigga, we are fans. I'm glad that he's tuning in.
Future trash bag, but we love him. nobody really. I don't think nobody really fucks with Future the way, like, it seems like they fuck with Future. I mean, you can't listen to Future unless... You, like, in turn-up mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At first, I thought niggas was trolling. Because, like, I was getting on and niggas was really going off on the Future shit. And I'm like, are niggas really going crazy over this dude? But, again, like I said, I understand. He has his place.
Right.
I'm not listening to Future to hear bars. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting to listen to Future and feel like I'm listening to M. Or listen like I'm listening to J. You don't have to listen to him. But the melodies, the hooks, the beats, nigga, they go hard. So I be in the gym going the fuck off. But if you tell me, yo, I'm driving to work or something like that, I want to listen to something.
Yeah, it's
I'm
over.
Not listening.
Yeah,
to
it's
it.
Over. For
and
that.
It's the same with this album. And I think people had they might have been a little taken back too because it's not a lot of Drake on it. It really does sound like Future featuring Drake on most of these songs.
Right.
And Drake isn't in his lane.
Right.
In this album, except for 30 for 30.
But I feel like Drake, yeah, you're right. And I feel like Drake tried to damn near be Future on
exactly.
this mixtape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that is not how I want to hear Drake.
Yeah.
I barely want to hear Drake anyway, unless he's rapping. But, you know, the trap Drake is like, it's mood music, man. You got to, I call it mood music. Like, you got to be in the mood to listen to that shit.
Yeah, and, you know, we're used to Drake speaking about, you know, either relationships or shit that's going on in his life. I fucking died when he said those scallops were to die for.
Oh my God. Drake is so bold. Like, yo, Drake is at the point. That? Drake is at the point in his career where he can say whatever the fuck he wants. And it'll be and fire. People are gonna love it.
Look,
like
if people were to actually like, yo, did you go and eat that steak? I'm gonna be like, nigga, that shit was flames. It was fire. Nigga said it was delicious. Some
scallops were to die
for.
I'm like, all
my
right.
mother says it was to die for.
Yo, I haven't heard it was to die for.
Nigga.
Like, I don't know when's the last time I heard somebody even say that. Nigga. But you know what? To each his own. It is what it is.
I'm just excited for Joe Budden's album.
Nah.
I'm a Budden fan.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. I was listening to the podcast yesterday, actually. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I always kind of been a Budden fan, but I've never like, been a fanatic. I think there's a little bit of a difference. Like, I fuck with Joey, definitely. Mm. But he was playing his album on the last podcast episode, and that shit sounded fire. Like, all of it.
All of it sounded
substance-filled. The beats, Love I'm Good, was crazy.
Nigga.
Shit, what was the... There was a few joints on there that he played that I thought was just dope.
And again, like you said, I know it's not gonna, it's probably not gonna do numbers like that because it's not turn up music and all that shit. But you know, I think it'll reach his fans, his fans, niggas like me, you know, people who really fuck with Buttons.
I'm gonna
enjoy it.
I'm gonna buy it. I'm definitely buy it. I'm probably not gonna get the deluxe edition because he said the way he envisioned the album didn't have deluxe. It didn't have extra
fuck
songs
them,
on
that,
it.
The song Fuck 'Em All isn't all that crazy. Yeah. It sounded like he was reaching for a single, and maybe it was just because the label wanted him to put a single out, and it sounds you know. And the other song, Only Human, I think it was on the last EP. So I'm not really stressing to get it either.
Yeah, but I'm definitely checking for that. When is that, October 16th?
October 16th,
okay.
Yes.
For y'all that's Joe Budden fans, go get the album October 16th. He think it's gonna leak early. If it leaks early, go get it October 8th or October 10th or whatever when it leaks.
Oh man!
So something else my coworker was telling me about today.
Hmm.
I didn't hear nothing about this, but shout out to my coworker Karan, his name is. He's a Sikh, I think. Yeah. But anyway, shout out to him. He was saying he heard something on the news about J-Lo having a sex tape on the radio.
I did hear something about that.
Let me find out J-Lo got a sex tape.
I will line up for that shit.
I'll lose my mind. He was saying it was from back in the day, though. Like, what, one of her ex? I don't give a fuck. What do you mean? I don't care if it was.
Hey, as long as it's
older, the better.
Coloring on,
the older, the better. The older, the better. What do you mean? Why? She was in her prime, bruh.
Mm, okay.
At a time that she would have done a sex tape, she was in her prime. J-Lo ain't doing no sex tape today.
Yeah.
Not to say she's not
bad. She's probably
bad.
Losing her mind.
Yeah, not to say she's not bad now, but imagine J-Lo during the Diddy days.
Oh.
Having a sex tape, bro.
Nigga, what?
I would lose
Kim
my mind.
K, who?
Let me tell you something. Anyway, if that's true, if anybody finds a J-Lo sex tape, please send it to us.
Hey.
At officiallystreet@gmail.com.
Word. Send it direct. Don't get on Twitter and all
please,
that
please,
shit.
Please send it at officiallystreet@gmail.com, okay?
Right. Please do. Let us know. Hit us up on the low. You know what I mean?
What you think about Fetty Wap?
Okay. First of all, did you see all the memes? I'm glad he's okay.
I didn't see the memes.
And I think people didn't start joking until they found out he's okay. But niggas was like, he only had one eye on the road.
Oh, man.
Oh shit.
I seen a couple, man. I seen one was like, yeah, he must have been blindsided. We can guess which side he was blinded on. I seen a couple, man.
Oh, what was the shit that they said on I guess he didn't see it coming.
I guess he didn't see it coming. Oh man. Yo,
y'all are going to hell.
Going straight to hell,
seriously.
Bro. I'm going to hell for laughing.
As long as he's good, you know what I mean? I think they say he's going to be out of commission. It was horrible timing because it's right when his album dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his album dropped, what, last Friday?
Right.
And he got into an accident on Saturday, I think it was?
Yeah.
It's just bad timing. But, you know, who knows? It might help. I hate to sound like that. It might help him with his numbers.
It might. You never know. I mean, a lot of people are saying that they like the album. They love the album. In my opinion, so here's the thing. I was all for it. I'm not going to lie. I was all for the album. And I even posted on Twitter. I'm like, yo, this album is fire. Mm-hmm. And it's because the first nine tracks of the album were fire.
Oh, yeah.
No, back to back, like singles. Mm-hmm. And he already got four, top 10 singles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is amazing. But the fact that his first nine records on a song, so we talking five more fire songs on top of his four singles is like, it's incredible. And I'm like, yo, this album is going to be crazy. But you know what? It's tough to keep that momentum for 17 songs.
And that's what I think issue was. Fetty doesn't have any substance. So, and again, I'm not looking for substance from Fetty. But if you're going to do 17 songs, I think if they probably should have cut it off at like 10 to 12.
Yeah.
And I think the album, niggas, the album would have been
perfect.
Fire.
It would have been perfect. It would have been perfect.
But I felt he was reaching too much for singles.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted just the whole album to be singles. And it just started to be a bit much.
It sounded the same.
Yeah, sounding to be the same. And it was also, can we also say it's Fetty Wap featuring Monty, the album?
Yeah, the whole album. Drake wasn't on the My Way.
Which was disappointing, man.
So I don't think Drake signed off on it. But at the same time, it would have absolutely made a difference in sales. Because people want the version with Drake on it.
You know what I'm saying? All I gotta do is put my mind to this shit. God damn!
You know what I mean?
That shit is fire.
Niggas want to hear Drake. And you know, it's sad to say, like, you know, it's a Fetty album. So I salute him for not really reaching out for the features and keeping his mans on there. Because that's how I probably would have did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Fetty is so big that it's really almost expected that this nigga get some of the good features. Like, you got Taylor Swift bringing him out. Like, you got four top 10 records on the billboards. Like, you at this point, like, the expectation is ridiculous. Like, how do you even follow up a year like this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Thing.
Hopefully he just stays consistent.
All he needs to do to follow up this, I don't think he's gonna ever best this year. He's definitely got the best freshman year ever.
Oh yeah.
He's definitely got the best freshman year ever. Aside from him being a new artist, I don't think anybody has had a year like this. In a long time.
Oh, no,
in the hip hop genre.
Definitely.
The hip hop genre. So he's definitely not gonna top himself in the years to come, but I think as long as he continues to put out some number one records or top 10 records in years to come, he'll at least keep relevant and people will continue to fuck with him. But I don't think he's gonna have another 2 and 3 and 4.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
He might have another good year after this, and then
I think people just really fucked with him because it was a sound they never heard before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at first it was like, this is annoying as fuck. Who is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, see my drag queen in the window. I was like, who the fuck am I listening to? Because I never heard it before. I never heard it before. So it was like, yo, who is yelling in through my radio?
Yeah.
And then you listen to it a little bit and you just like, you going nut to that shit.
No.
I think it was just the fact that it was a sound nobody heard before and it just started to become a familiar sound and people really fucked with it.
But I forgot who said it. Will that sound still be relevant next summer? And I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Because Fetty has his lane. Like, certain artists just have their lane.
Yeah.
And they're good in their lane. They try to step out. Sometimes it don't work. Sometimes it does. I think for Fetty, I think he just has his lane and that's it.
So I think it's a good question, but I'll play devil's advocate, though, and say people with that sort of unfamiliar and original sound sometimes are the ones who are timeless.
That's
because
true,
if you never... So that's a song where you're never going to be able to really compare it to anything else because it's so original. And while it may not live on, like, as far as relevancy current, like, okay, we're at a time where, you know, auto-tune used to be cool and then it was rappers singing, and you know what I mean? Now it's trap music. Yeah. So it may be something else next year or the year after, but Trap Queen and 678 and Again and My Way, they're always going to be records where you go back and listen to them and you're still going to go. So they're going to become, it's crazy to say it right now, but they're going to become classics for the fact that nothing else sounds like them. You know what I mean?
Or maybe the sound is going to keep going, because that's like Drake. Because remember, when Drake come out, nobody was really in their feelings the way Drake was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas would listen to Drake and they're like, oh, he's emotional. Now, people had jokes at first, like, oh, it's emotional, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, this nigga's everywhere.
Yeah.
Rapping, trying to sound like Drake. The production, trying to be similar to Drake. And now that's the sound.
Nah, so I hear that. You just never know. It is. But you know what? It does change, though. It does change as time goes along, because even if you listen to Drake right now, Drake has changed with himself. So if you think about So Far Gone, Drake, and What a Time to Be Alive, or if you listen to this, it might be too late. Yeah. If you're reading this, it might be too late.
That's that trap of Drake shit. I think when the album drops, it's probably going to go back to the old Drake.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Because I'm telling you, people love... I don't fuck with Trapper Drake, but I do if I'm... You know, if I'm in turn up mode, I'll fuck with trap rapper Drake.
But that's just like the emotional Drake.
Right. If you think about So Far Gone Drake, the way he was singing on that, he was fucking trying to be an R&B artist.
Oh yeah.
And he was also rapping. Mm-hmm. Now it's like he doesn't sing anymore. He harmonizes like everyone else can. You know what I'm saying?
It's the norm now.
It's the norm. Like, everybody can harmonize.
I mean, Kanye kind of did it, but Drake really...
He was singing like he was a good singer. I think I can compare Kanye West almost to... Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'll be wilding out. I want to say almost the way Eminem sings. Like, Eminem be blowing like he's singing... But he know damn well he can't sing. You know what I mean? But he still puts effort in like he's fucking singing. And I feel like Kanye, he wasn't trying to be like Trey Songz, but he was singing he could sing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Harmonizing while at the same time trying to hit highs, lows, and mids and actually put something together. I think Drake was trying to be a fucking singer.
Yeah, I think
you know what I mean. Drake was really going hard.
He wanted to just do an R&B album, which I think Take Care is pretty much
the R&B album.
R&B album,
yeah,
still fire.
It's still a fire album. You know, probably his best album.
Speaking of Kanye, real quick, what is good with niggas dressing like they're homeless?
Oh, forget about it. I don't fucking forget about it. I would rather...
We're probably going to catch some little flack.
We're not going to catch nothing. I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with us.
Nah, you know what, though? I think the last season of that clothing, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I think that shit moved.
Yo, who bought it?
Hey, nigga. I don't know.
Yo.
Niggas on Times Square acting for some changes, looking crazy now.
Let me tell you something. Kanye got motherfuckers out here looking like they been homeless. He got them out here looking like they Dobby from Harry Potter with a pillowcase on. Just waiting to be freed by their master. Like, my nigga, what are you doing?
You know, and it's crazy because the shit is expensive. So you're going to be homeless after you buy this clothing.
My nigga, this shit is wild expensive. That's exactly the same shit I said on Twitter. Like,
for like a hoodie.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
If you're not homeless now, you will be homeless after you done spent your whole... your whole mortgage on a fucking... on a rag. Literally on a ripped up rag to throw across your torso and call it a shirt.
Again, nigga, maybe we'll just...
I don't even want to talk about it because honestly, I feel like it's a joke. I feel like it's... I'm sure, but you know what? This is how I look at it. I put it in the same category as Donald Trump running for president. Mm. I put it in the same category as Kanye saying he's going to run for president in 20 whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I put it in that category. Like, I don't even think it's real. Like, Donald Trump is dead ass running for president. And he's dead ass leading. And he may fucking become the president.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But I think it's a joke. Like, I don't... It doesn't it compute is. That it's real.
Honestly, like, at first, I thought niggas was going to laugh, jump off the stage.
Yo, no, it doesn't compute in my mind that it's actually happening. Like, the fact that Kanye put this clothing line out, I'm like, nah, it's not real. No, it's not serious.
I look at the clothing line, I'm like, nah. Nobody shot up this shirt and no nigga is going to wear this shirt.
Yo, in my mind, I'm like, nah, it can't be. But he's really charging $500. Mm-hmm. For a shirt and you know what I mean? Mad bread for jeans and the shoes. I'm like, nah, this can't be true.
Nigga, he got them fucking galoshes, those boots,
yo,
for sale. I think them shoes is coming out soon. Probably for like $300-$400.
Yeah, he's wild. He's wild. Nah, he's definitely wild.
I can't get down with y'all, man. I'm sorry.
Just I fuck with Kanye's music, but and you know what? In the past, 10 years ago, you was the flyest nigga out.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
He was the flyest nigga out.
I don't know if you remember this, but I was at your house, you know, a while ago. And I told you, I said, yo, did you see this nigga? And this was around the 808 time. Mm-hmm. 808 and heartbreak. I said, did you see how this nigga Kanye's dressing? And he had the suit on, the skinny tie,
uh-huh,
and all that
with
stuff.
With the heart.
With the heart. And, you know, the pants is a little bit of high, you know, a little high water.
Looking like a dweeb.
And we're laughing.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, look at this nigga. Niggas is dressing like that shit now.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, you know what I mean? He's ahead of his time.
So?
And the way people dress.
I don't know, man.
I just would hope that doesn't mean that 3 years from now, nigga, everybody's going to be dressing like bums, including myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be damned if I, you know what? You never know. Because you know
come
why?
Back to this 3 years from now. Yo, I'm like, you know what?
Yo,
you're right.
I'm telling you right now, 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, ask me if I would have ever worn a shirt that was not anything other than 6X. Ask me. Say, Jay, will you have worn anything less than a 4XT with a sleeve come down to your elbow? No. The fuck out of here.
No.
Now my shirts is extra small, medium.
Hold
okay.
Jay would be in the
mediums. Now if it's anything over a medium, I don't want to look at it.
I actually want to talk real quick. Let me tell you about the struggle, man. I come to the conclusion, this was something I actually wanted to bring up earlier. I need to lose a little bit of weight. Like, I'm kind of stocky. I'm not fat and sloppy. I don't want y'all to think that. People who know me, you know I'm not sloppy. I'll just be in the gym. I'm slightly stocky / brolic, right? I guess you could say. Nigga, I got a little something.
This nigga like 400 pounds.
Nah, I'm nowhere near that. But
of muscle.
But, yeah, nah, of muscle. Because I be going fucking in. Okay. But anyway. So, winter's coming. / Jay wanted to, you know, we wanted to shoot some photos for the website, right? So I just start bringing out my shit. I'm like, oh, this shit was fire. I haven't worn this shit in ages. Put it on. Nothing will button over my chest and my shoulders. It's good. It's good in the midsection. Everything is good there. But nigga, if I would have breathed wrong, I would have taken a deep breath. Goodbye to those shirts. Nigga, I had some fire, like, polo button-ups. I had some denim and supply shit that was fire. I'm like, oh, I'm about to look dope in this photo shoot. Nope. Did not happen.
Damn.
So I already kind of started this week watching what I'm eating, tracking my food and all that. So, you know.
Don't listen to this nigga. Because when I first started working out with this nigga.
Oh, no. I've been saying this shit for ages, but I dead ass have to do it.
Don't listen to this nigga. Because when I first started working out with this nigga, he was like, yo, Jay, you be going in with the abs. You be going in with the cardio. You
I'll
be doing
abs
all of
this.
This
week too, by the way.
Nigga, whatever. You be doing all of this shit. He be like, yo, Jay, man. Damn, what you trying to do, Lou? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm trying to cut. He's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get on it with you.
That was about 2 years ago.
This nigga Ace step in the picture for a day, and here go these niggas. Yeah, man. You trying to max out? You trying to lift as heavy as you possibly can till your neck burst? And I'm like, y'all could fuck around if you want.
Oh, no,
I'm over here with the low weight, high reps. I'm trying to tone up. Line.
Like, nigga, you don't want to bench this 345?
No, like,
light work.
These niggas only just want to lift as heavy as they possibly can. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to look good.
No,
I'm trying to have a Baywatcher body.
No lie. I got mad love for Ace. That's my brother. Going to the gym with this nigga is the worst. Because I would be like, yo, I'm doing some light weights, so on and so forth. Like, y'all just did that for 20. He's like, what are you, a pussy?
Oh, my God.
Put some more weight on that thing.
I can't stand it.
I'm like, damn, bro. All right. And then I'm going to like, yo, I'm going to go do cardio. He goes, nigga, just lift more weights. You're going to sweat more. That's your cardio. And so I lived by that for like a good 2 years. And again, I'm not mad because I got stronger. I've always been in and out the gym, but I've been more consistent as of late.
Nigga, you can't wipe your ass.
Nigga, you see, why are you painting this picture for
you
the
You can't people? Wipe your ass, though.
I really can't. Nigga, I do yoga.
Periscope.
I do yoga.
Periscope, look at this nigga.
Nigga,
Periscope, look at this nigga.
I can wipe my ass.
No.
Jay, you're disrespectful.
He can't wipe his ass.
I can wipe my ass. Nigga.
Yo.
I be doing yoga, B.
You be trying to do yoga.
Oh, no, nigga, I be in there dying.
No, nigga.
The teacher be like, all right, put your leg over here, bend your back like this, put your head between your arms, and touch your back.
So I look like a midget trying to get out of a plastic bag doing yoga. This nigga like he done got kidnapped and stuffed in the trunk.
Yo, y'all stay with me, man, and give me some words and encouragement. I've been doing good this week, bro. You heard what I told you what I just ate for lunch early.
I heard you. You told me.
Nigga, I'm trying to stick with
anybody,
that.
Anybody, yo, you can do good for a week or two or a month.
Oh, no, nigga, I just went and got my supplements.
Okay.
Shayna just had the baby. She's trying to drop her weight, too. So as long as she's not bringing snacks and all that shit in there, we should be all right.
We keeping this episode on record, okay?
Yo, y'all come back to this in a month.
We keeping this episode on record.
I'm going to be wearing them shirts,
the nigga will have gained weight. Probably a muscle, but he will have gained weight, okay? Back to eating Chinese food.
Nah.
And fish tacos. Anyway, man.
You really ain't shit, Jake. Nigga. Thank you for the support, friend. Listen, buddy,
man.
Pal,
I support you from you know what I mean?
Whatever.
From day one, bro. If you want to bench 500, go for it, man. I can't do it.
Ah, shit.
Anyway, man.
So we go with the elephant in the room?
That
last topic?
That might be a pause if we talking about what we want to talk about.
All right,
that might be a pause. But
okay, real quick.
This is something very recent, but what are you going to say?
I got a quick... That would have been a horrible segue.
Would have been a pause.
Yeah. All right, Summer Madness real quick.
Okay, we can switch it up.
Lux and Charlie Clips.
You know what? I could talk about that all day. Specifically about that, but I can just talk about battle rap. Like, how I'm feeling about Lux in general, Clips in general, Smack in general.
Yeah.
Because if you even think about where Smack was, again, 10 years ago.
When we was coming up,
Smack done came up.
Hell yeah.
And he paying these niggas a lot of money. So imagine what he got. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, where is it coming from? You know what I mean? Like,
they haven't sold out shows.
Yeah, they haven't sold out shows, but it's like, he's paying these artists a lot of money to rap. And I think that's what's up. I really do think that's what's up. He's actually showing love because these are the niggas that had to pay him a while ago to get on the DVD. You know what I'm saying? And now he paying them 12,000 DVD cameos over. You know what I'm saying? And they still got the platform. But either way, that's neither here. That's a whole nother episode. Yeah. That could be a whole episode. But the Clips and Lux is really tough. So here's my thing. I'm gonna throw my answer out there, and we could discuss it later. But I feel like it's Lux 2-1 or a tie. Okay. I will accept somebody telling me it was a tie, but I think it was Lux 2-1 or a tie. So I feel like Clips won the first round and Lux won the last two. That was my opinion.
And you. It's so
Very hard. So here's the thing. I feel strongly about Lux winning the third round.
Yeah. Oh no.
And the second round was very close to a tie.
It was very close.
Like, but I feel like the first round
really
was Lux.
I really can't call the first two rounds.
So my whole thing is, I think the first round was Lux. I think the second round was a tie, and the third round was Lux. The first round was Clips.
Mm-hmm.
The second round could have been a tie, and the third round was luck. And that's why I say I will accept a tie, mm-hmm. but I'll only accept a tie if the tie is the middle round.
Yeah.
Because the third for me was clearly Lux, and the first was clearly Clips, even though you really can't say clearly on the first round.
No, because it was very close.
You really can't say clearly on the first round.
Lux was going the fuck in.
Lux was going off, but Clips was speaking some shit about Lux.
Nah, he really was.
It was the ether. Really, it was the ether takeover conversation, because Clips had shit to say about Lux. Yeah. Lux had a lot of shit to say in general.
They both did.
They both definitely did.
That's because I think since they know each other and they so close, like, niggas really was digging up dirt on each other.
I just think the problem with battle rap nowadays is the amount of complaining they do and how long it takes for the battle to start. Like, when I was watching it streamed on YouTube, it was like, yo, I had to wait 6 minutes before the battle started.
Lux went through five outfits.
this
nigga, he goes, oh, you want the gray hoodie,
this
Lux?
This nigga
took the shit off. Nigga had the suit on. Like,
yo,
nah.
I thought it was like symbolic or something. Yeah. And did anybody say anything about that?
Because
I think it was symbolic or something. Because he ate calico in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
He
did have the hat, the beanie going on. He took that off.
He had that.
For Hollow.
He battled Mook in the Gucci polo. Mm-hmm. I think he had that polo on somewhere underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
The gray hoodie Lux is just gray hoodie Lux.
That's from back in the day.
Yeah, that's just gray hoodie Lux. And then, but he took off every layer of different Luxes, it looked like. I don't think anybody walks out the crib just for no reason. Like, I think, but that's the thing about Lux. That's why I fuck with Lux so much, because he just be like low key throwing in little symbolic shit that you don't notice.
And that's what's hard. Like, if you listen, like, I won't lie. When I first was watching this shit stream, I was like, yo, the second round, that's clearly Clips. And then, like, I went back and listened, like, oh, nah, chill, wait a second. Lux really said some shit.
Word.
You know what I mean? And you have to watch it 2-3 times.
Yeah, no, you really definitely have to. You definitely have to.
Oh, and by the way, if people don't know what we're talking about, URL, Ultimate Rap League, you know, the battle raps.
Right.
You know, if you're into that, definitely check it out. To me, that's pretty much the only rap league that I watch.
Yeah.
They got other joints out there. To me, they're semi corny. Some of them niggas just be rapping like they're cartoons and shit
right.
Plus, I came up on Smack, so that's the shit that I watch.
Yeah, so if you came up in the era of like Smack DVD, Cocaine City, it was mainly Smack, then you know what we're talking about. But I personally think Lux won that battle 2-1, very close, if not a tie.
Mm-hmm.
But the battle was not exciting.
Nah, it wasn't. It
wasn't exciting. It wasn't exciting, man. Like, I think. Lux and Mook was exciting because of Mook. I think
that shit was just so hard to watch.
Yeah, it was very hard to watch. I think Lux and Calico was exciting for clear, obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all did not see the Lux versus Calico battle, that was probably Lux's best battle ever.
No, I think no. Scratch that. I think it was probably one of the best
battles ever. Period.
Because this nigga went from choking, even though he said he don't know if he choked in the first round or whatever.
Right.
Did whatever. Even though he was going off in the first round, did his thing in the second round. And then the third round, he just...
Massacred
Calico. Never recovered from that shit, man.
Yeah, but I'm going with Lux. What do you think?
It's hard. Pause. But I'm gonna go with Lux. I always said it's Lux. But I did watch it like 3-4 times, and each time, like, I pick up on more with Charlie saying
Clips did his Charlie did his
saying,
Charlie too. Did his thing. There's no denying it. It's not like, yo, Lux definitely won 2-1.
It's not like,
or
it's
he
like
definitely won 3-0. No. It was very debatable. I think the crowd was wilding with the 3-0 chant.
I think they was definitely
wilding with the 3-0 chant, especially the way Clips like kind of folded at the end. Like, Clips, and you know what? I salute him for freestyling like that because I know he was.
But he looked like he was in his
But he definitely too. Knew. Yeah, he was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was like, he was tired of the bullshit, and Lux got to him. But that's what battle nowadays, like, that's what wins the battle. Like, Lux got to this nigga.
Yep.
And I don't think he even got to him, like, he was upset that Lux brought up his pops because he's a snitch. I feel like everybody knows that, but I think like he was finally, he just had enough
paperwork.
Yeah, like he had enough. He's like, yo, this nigga really
wanted to rebuttal.
Red word.
Him rebuttaling it, he just came out as sounding emotional. Look at you, emotional.
Word. Like, so another.
There's other battles out there. Maybe we'll talk about them another day. I've watched pretty much. Well, not all of them. They don't have all of them out, but they have like four of them out. But we can talk about that another time.
Yeah, we can bring that up on another episode
of the event.
But one of the last topics I want to talk about, this Young Thug shit, man. Thug shit, man. Did you see the clip?
I did see the clip. It's very it raised a lot of questions.
It raised a bunch of questions in my head, and I am not the type of person that looks at something once and jumps to a conclusion.
Look at this nigga, he's a flame.
Yeah, I'm not gonna jump to. So first of all, I definitely still think he's a flame. I don't doubt that he's flamboyant. Mm-hmm. Even if he's not genuinely gay, even if he's doing this shit for attention, mm-hmm. the fact that he's doing it, the way he's doing it, is faggotry.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
It definitely is.
He may not be, but I feel like his actions are very, very wrong.
For those who don't know, I guess one of Young Thug's friends, or I'm sorry, I'm wilding, or a DJ, something, they posted a video and they go around the room. Young Thug is playing, blasting. Mm-hmm. They go around the room. But real quick, for probably like 1 or 2 seconds, you see the TV. And on the TV, you see two men.
Engaging in sexual activities.
Okay, yes.
Yes. And deep intimacy.
And it looks like nobody's bothered by it.
Yeah.
And that's where it raised a few questions for us.
Yeah. No, it definitely raised questions for me. It actually raised two main questions, and from those questions, some sub questions. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'll jump right in.
Yeah.
Nobody is looking at the TV, mm-hmm. and I gotta pull the clip up and look at it a couple more times. Pause. But yeah. I feel like nobody is paying any attention.
Yeah.
To what's on the screen, and mm-hmm. so that raises the question. Is anything really on the screen?
So you think it may be like a Photoshop
job? It could possibly be a Photoshop job or some sort of editing job. Because here's my theory, and I'm still on the first question.
I got something to say about it, but go ahead.
So here's my theory, and this is why I mention it. If you're in a studio, if you're in a crib, if you're anywhere, mm-hmm. and a television is on, especially a television as big as the one that was on the wall there.
Like the whole wall.
So, there were plenty of people in that studio. There was mad people there.
Hell yeah.
Who is not looking at the screen? Now, I'm not saying, okay, because it was porn and it was gay porn, somebody was like, oh, no, I don't want to look at that. Like, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying in general, when a television is on and something is playing, it's human instinct to look.
Yeah, to look.
If you really felt some type of way about it, like if it was real, mm-hmm. and you really felt some type of way about it to not look, you would have left the fucking room. Mm-hmm. You would have been gone. If I walk in somebody's crib and it's gay porn on, I'm going to say, okay, I came in at the wrong fucking time.
Hey, bro, my bad. Call me when you're done.
No. I came in at the wrong fucking time. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's A. B, if you're into that shit, mm-hmm. right? If that's your thing, and y'all are all gay, why aren't you watching it?
Yeah. Now, here's what I have to say about that. Maybe they're such flames that they're just used
to
that shit. Like, maybe they record and they look up like, God damn, look how he's giving it to that nigga.
But you know what?
That shit in reverse, dog.
But you know but you know what? If you're in a room and CNN is on, you done seen the news every day.
Yeah.
Anything. It could be a rerun of anything on the television, mm-hmm. and you used to it. You might just be looking at it. It's just, it's human nature. people walk around and they look at their phones 10 times a day. They look at, they look around. Like, people are just naturally aware and curious. Mm-hmm. How are you sitting in a room with mad other people, a huge flat screen on the wall, anything could be on the damn screen, and you, nobody in the room is paying attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. You didn't catch one face. And yes, the clip was only like 3 seconds, 4 seconds long. So that doesn't like say that nobody was watching, yeah. But it's like during that specific time where he's recording the room, nobody's paying no kind of attention. So it just makes me feel like it was a cry for help. Like somebody photoshopped it to make it more than what it was.
Like,
I saw a comment. I was on the Shade Room Inc. or whatever Instagram page, mm-hmm. and I saw a comment, and this chick said something stupid. She was like, "Oh, it's porn, but it's not gay porn." So first of all, that's stupid as fuck. Because I watched the video a few times, and like the clip, like I said, the clip is very small, very quick pause. But you could tell that it's two fucking men. Yeah. It ain't no. Because when I read that comment, I was like, "Let me go back and look." Like, let me go back and look and see. I'm like, "No, this is two fucking males."
It's two men.
And so I'm like, "All right, whatever." I'm ixnaying her comment.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was like, "Oh, it's just for show. He's doing this shit for show. Like, just to get more attention." Like, he had a clip where he was like, "Oh." Somebody was interviewing him, and they were like, "Yo, what was that you were wearing on this magazine? Like, it looked like a dress." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh yeah, that was a dress. And I'm like, what the fuck?
But you know what? Here's one thing. I've never been to Atlanta, but I hear Atlanta is
full of gay people.
Is gay capital.
Full of gay people.
I heard the same thing. Just the regular. You know what I mean? Maybe they're, because...
I don't think so, man. There's a lot of rappers that came out of Atlanta, and they is not about that shit.
Did you ever see that one video? There's a video of this thug on the couch, and he has some nigga next to him.
With a fucking dress on, with a gun.
With a fucking gun.
Yeah.
The hilarity of this is they go to thug, and he's throwing up signs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Talking.
Hard
talking
body.
Shit, talking shit. Then they go to his man, and his man is just waving his arm.
In a tutu.
Yeah, in a fucking tutu.
In a pink tutu.
So niggas are like, okay, he has a flame next to him.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to thug. Thug throws up more signs, talk more shit.
Yep.
Now they go back to his man's. His man that was just waving his arms.
Yep.
Mad flamish, not holding a gun at the screen.
Yep.
He looked gay as shit.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's just the fucking norm. Or maybe that's the people that he chills with. I don't know. Maybe he's bisexual. Maybe he is just gay.
What do you guys think about this? Because I personally can't. Like, it's getting too far. It's going too far at this point. This is officially gone too far.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, Young Thug paints his fingernails. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To be real honest with you, I see Snoop doing some crazy shit too.
Snoop
looks wild right now. But you know what? Snoop looks wild too. But you know what, Snoop? He'll forever be a G in my eyes because you cannot go to Snoop and be like, "Were you wearing a dress?" And he'd be like, "Yes." You're not going to see Snoop in a room with somebody wearing a fucking tutu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Snoop is wilding, but I think Snoop is just being funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga is living that life.
I feel like Young Thug is on some other shit.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding the video that I saw. Like, you don't see Young Thug in a video, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like,
that's the other thing.
It could be his man's. And that's another thing. He's a flame. He's gay. He's this, he's that. You don't even see him in a video.
You don't see him in a video. But at the end of the day, you hear Young Thug music playing.
Like,
was it staged? Was it a bunch of gay niggas that put the video out to make Young Thug look even more gay?
He approved it.
Maybe he approved. I don't know, man.
It gets thicker. Pause.
Tell us what you think, man.
That was bad.
Hey, whoa.
That was bad. That was
OD
bad.
Okay.
Like that meme.
Oh, man.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Okay.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
All right, man. I'm off of this fucking topic, bro. Speaking of Young Thug, though. Speaking of Young Thug, what you think about the whole Young Thug game beef?
I... I hate to say, I think Game is doing the 50 thing, where he kind of just starts beef and he has an album coming out. He's been beefing with mad niggas right now for no reason.
Yeah.
I know they had issues before, so maybe he was just reigniting it. I think they said Thug put some shit up saying that, like, oh, he apologized. He had the video of it all that shit. Like we spoke before, I don't think it's going to really materialize into anything.
I don't think so either.
To me, it's corny.
Yeah.
I think his beef with Chris Brown is corny. His beef with Thug is corny. I just think it's corny, man.
Nah, I agree. I really don't even have an opinion on it. I feel like Game just be beefing with anybody for the moment and then keeping it moving. I haven't really seen Game in a true beef with anybody since 40 Glock. Like a real beef, you know? And even the 40 Glock shit was kind of corny, but 40 Glock was really coming at Game's kids. So it was different. But I haven't seen really Game in an actual beef, like whether it be rap or anything, in a long time. So, I don't know. I don't even take it serious.
Last thing. I know we had about an hour.
Yeah, we got to wrap up pretty soon.
What you doing for the weekend, man? Looking like it's hurricane and chill season, man.
It is looking like it's hurricane and chill, man. What is this hurricane? Hurricane Joaquin?
Joaquin, something like that.
It's coming from the Bahamas or some shit, I heard. It's supposed to be making its way to the Pacific. You hear me? Sounding like a fucking... the Pacific coast.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody that's living down in like the Virginia area and that's
what's wild. Is it starts there? No, Virginia works from like Florida
and all of the Carolinas. Yeah. Get y'all hurricane and chill gear up. Shoot y'all shot in the club now while y'all can, and try to get the hurricane and chill. Yeah, man, it's Friday, so when y'all go to the club tonight, man, shoot your shot, bro, because you ain't gonna have much time. The hurricane's supposed to be here like on Saturday.
Well, you gonna be rain thing.
Shoot your shot, yo.
Be hugged up.
Hurricane and chill season.
Hit up the chubby niggas.
Yo.
Stay warm.
Hit up them Sire niggas.
I knew that was coming. Fuck you.
Hit up the Anthony Andersons of the world. Niggas got money and a whole lot of warmth.
Oh, shit.
I ain't worried about this shit,
y'all,
man.
Y'all stay safe out there, man.
Definitely. Hurricanes is nothing to fuck with. Nah, I hope I, you know, but you losing power is like the norm in Pennsylvania. Like, you gonna lose power. I don't even why you even worried about that shit, nigga. You gonna lose the fuck out of your power.
Be home. My job's talking about they might not even be open.
Nigga, let a little bit of hurricane come through this bitch. I'm staying home.
Hell yeah, nigga.
I'm staying the fuck home.
But wasn't like, are you coming in? I'm like, have you looked outside?
I just really hope and pray on a real series now. I just really hope and pray it's nothing like Sandy. I doubt it's gonna be anything like Sandy. Sandy, motherfuckers lost lives. My fucking tree went through my mom's roof. Like, Sandy fucked shit up. And I don't, you know, I would hope it's not like Sandy. You know, a normal, like a tropical storm, you know, it's going to cause damage anyway. But I could deal with that. You know, I could deal with a tree falling down in the road and, you know, causing detours and some shit gets fucked up. But Sandy was really, Sandy was a fucking...
Go do y'all shopping. Oh, it's going to be a fucking madhouse.
Yeah, get
tomorrow.
Y'all gallons of water. Get y'all water.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Get y'all canned non-perishables. You know what I'm saying?
Get your pet spayed, neutered. Nigga, that's what the fuck you sound like.
You know what I'm saying? Get your hurricane and chill gear up. And you know what that is, man. That's mad bottles. That's the net. You gotta, you know, you gotta renew your Netflix subscription.
For me, it's bottles with formula.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So,
because I will be with the missus hugged up with mad churring everywhere.
I can hurricane and chill, you know what I'm saying? Without formula
did you
included.
See the shit with me and Quan on IG?
Nah.
She was like, what she put a post up? Nothing better than the only thing better than a child's laughter of not having kids at all.
I saw that.
I commented, I forgot what I said, and she's like, oh, I can send you a video right now of it was like tranquility and serenity. I was like, I could send you a video of fucking chaos. Right. Let me show you this madness that's going the fuck on right now.
Yeah,
she's like, no, I'm good.
Yo, before we get out of here, her niece was at our crib, y'all. No lie, just for the night. Like it was a few nights ago. They got there at like 10 p.m. real late. Slept the night, woke up, and left at like 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So they weren't there for no more than less than 12 hours. And her niece was running around the crib. She just started walking not too long ago. She running around the crib, and in a snap of a finger, she was trying to run to go see her dad, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, and she tripped over our carpet, bust her head on the side of our coffee table. Yo, it was scary. Bust her head on the side of her coffee table. She had a little knot and a little cut, and the father was like, yo, we gotta go to the hospital. Fuck that. We gotta go. He was like, really, like, he don't play no games. And, you know, I was there like, damn, you know, put some ice on that. Either way, she ended up being good. She didn't, like, her head didn't bust open and nothing like that. She just had a bad knot. She was crying. But it really pushed it into perspective, yo. It really was just like, yo, we got another thing coming when we have kids, yo. We got another thing coming. Like, I just thought about it. Like, yo, we just chilling. I'm in the kitchen washing dishes. Quana having a good time. You know what I mean? Brother-in-law just sitting on the couch. The mother somewhere, or, you know, in the corner just chilling. Baby running around. Everything cool. All of a sudden, she slipped. Boom! Nice. And it was like, could have been way worse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, her shit could have started leaking. Yeah. And it, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, yo, it can happen like that. It's just a scary thing, man. You know? Because you think you're going to have kids and it's just going to all be good. Yeah, but
after your first one, bro, you tell I'm a fucking pro by now.
Yeah.
Nigga, you, my daughter could fall. My daughter fell. She'll cry. I'm like, hey, you bleeding? No! You fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're crying for.
Dust yourself off and try again.
I don't see nothing. You're okay. You know what I mean? No, my daughter, real quick, before we get off, my daughter fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God.
Down a flight of stairs. And this shit was scary because I'm trying to... she was probably like 2 at the time. We're at her grandparents' house, my wife's father. And she pushed on the door. For some reason, that basement door goes, like, towards the basement instead of, like, you could open it and come towards you. So she just leaned on it. So she started falling. I'm there trying to, like, catch her each step. She looked mad dramatic. I'm like, no, come here. Man. No, stop falling. So my nigga, and we're in Jersey at this time. She has a little bruise or whatever. We rush home. We bring her to the hospital. Doc is just like, hey, man, she's got a bruise.
Yeah, she's good.
And so after that, I'm just like, no, don't get me wrong. If something happens to my kids, I'm going to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
But if she trips like something on the floor and falls and cries, I'm just going to look at her like, if you don't get the fuck up.
It's like, girl, you fell down a flight of steps. Yeah, okay, you can trip and bump your head real quick. You can
handle this. You're good.
You can take a bump in the head.
Hey, but it is what it is.
Anyway, we're getting ready to wrap it up. It's the Officially Street Podcast, man. Like I said, officiallystreet.com, soundcloud.com/officially-street. You know, Android, iTunes, Officially Street, TOS Podcast. You know, we got the Twitter,
TOS Podcast, _ the letter S, the letter O.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to plug my shit since I'm already talking, because the first episode, I actually fucked up and did everything backwards.
Butchered it.
Yeah. So, real quick, y'all can follow me on IG and Snapchat at Syer, that's S-Y-E-R, _SO, same as the podcast for the Twitter account. SoundCloud, Syer S-O, to hear the music. Twitter is also Syer S-O. I'm trying to uniform them shits together. I don't know which one to go with right now, though. So I'm going to try to get it all one so y'all don't have to go looking, you know, different ways for me. What the fuck?
And you know what it is for me, man? It's,
this shit's pretty uniform.
Twitter is at JOmegaSO, JAYOMEGA, the letter S, the letter O. Snapchat is JOmegaSO. SoundCloud is just JOmega.
Ah, okay.
SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/JOmega. What else am I on? You know, I'm on. You can find me on Facebook and IG. IG, I'm J Omega SO. So, other than that, Google J Omega and you'll find me. But you know, just either way, I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all just showing love to the podcast. We've been getting a lot of plays, a lot of likes. Yo, shout out to Ignorant Philosophy, man. Really, yo, it's crazy because we're big fans of your podcast and the fact that you even hopped on Periscope and joined the conversation. Die_Danae followed us, and it's like, we really appreciate y'all doing that, because we honestly, we just trying to come up like y'all. So shout out to y'all, and shout out to everybody that's showing love. Really appreciate it, and we hope y'all keep rocking with us.
We out, y'all.
One.
If you see us out, then we faded. If you see my stacks, you might hate it. This for all the time that we waited. I'm screaming out that we made it.